Turn in your Bibles, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29. Deuteronomy chapter 29. This is one of these things where Moses berates the Israelites. There's more than one. And this was actually, one that was called to my attention a long time ago. And I really like this one. Deuteronomy chapter 29, beginning in verse 1. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, Ye have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh, and unto all his servants, and unto all his land. The great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles, yet the Lord hath not given you an heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness, your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot. Ye have not eaten bread, neither have ye drunk wine or strong drink, that ye might know that I am the Lord your God. I'm just going to stop right there because it kind of goes on for a while and into some other stuff that I'm not going to get into. Moses was repeating the words of the Lord to Israel. He called all the people of Israel and spoke to them, and he reminded them of what had happened in their lifetime. Before their eyes. Mm-hmm. In their own experience. They saw these things. Some of the most miraculous things ever seen had happened right in front of these people. Mm-hmm. Amazing things. Genuine, absolute, real miracles performed by God in front of their eyes. They saw the Red Sea parted and they walked across on dry land with the sides of the water on both sides of them. They saw Pharaoh's army blocked from reaching them by a pillar of fire. Then they saw Pharaoh's army come after them and drown in the Red Sea, while they walked across on dry land. They ate the heavenly bread, manna, which fell upon the dew of the morning, and they ate this for 40 years. Except for the Sabbath, they gathered it every day. And on the day before the Sabbath, they gathered twice as much. I don't know about you, but after 40 years of that, it might be tough to go back to farming. The Lord fed them for 40 years. Their clothes didn't wear out. Their shoes didn't wear out. These Israelites saw this and more. Moses struck a rock in the desert. Water flowed out of it. And then wasn't that same rock followed them around? He struck it again, that's a whole other story, and got into trouble over that, but it still gave him water. Above the tabernacle after it was built was a pillar of smoke by day, a pillar of fire by night. And when it raised up, that's when they moved. They followed the presence of God for 40 years. right in front of them. The Lord led these people and provided for all of their physical needs. And none of these things were natural. These were authentic miracles of the Lord.
Yeah.
From the Lord to the people of Israel. And they saw these things. Moses is reminding them of it. And others have too after this. Now each individual may not have seen everything, but he saw enough. They all saw something that was miraculous. But the kicker is, they saw these miracles, but it did not help their condition. That's the word of the Lord to the Israelites through Moses. They saw these miracles, but that did not change their natural state. They did not perceive with their hearts, even though they were Israelites. Seed of Abraham. Of course, so was Korah and his group. That's something else they saw. They saw the ground open up and swallow Korah and all the men that pertaineth to him swallowed them whole. Because God chose his servants. Man doesn't choose his servants. God chooses who's going to be his high priest. Man doesn't choose anything to do with the priesthood. God chose Moses and Aaron, and he rejected Korah. Moses and Aaron lived. Korah died. These people saw that. And they still didn't have a heart to perceive, eyes to see, or ears to hear. Unto this day. Moses said. This is a description of the unregenerate. That's what it is. This is the behavior of the unregenerate. They don't perceive, they don't see, and they don't hear.
Yeah, man, that's right. That's real.
And this is the fact that Moses laid out right here in the Old Testament. That you can hit the natural man in the face with the truth. You can hit him in the face with a miracle. And it won't do that man a bit of good.
Amen. Right.
The Old Testament and the New Testament are full of examples like this. Jesus Christ talked with those who didn't believe because of the miracles they saw. They just were following them because they had their bellies filled. And Jesus answered to them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled." People will follow Christ for their own reasons. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath the Father sealed. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If you want to shorten it down, man shall not live except for by the word of God. Because there is no life without God. There is no heart that perceives without God. There are no ears that hear without God. There are no ears, no eyes that see, no ears to hear, no heart that perceives without the Lord. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. It's Proverbs 16:1. Proverbs 20:12 says, The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. So if there is a hearing ear, and if there is a seeing eye, and if there is a heart that's prepared, It's from the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's one thing I can tell you for sure. In the time since Moses' day, man has not changed. Man, as he's born, does not have eyes to see, ears to hear, or a heart to perceive unto this day. There are people who desire to show forth miracles. There are people who say they show forth miracles. And there are people who want to do many wonderful works for God. Now, most of these, to be honest, I think are after something totally different. They're after money, power, popularity, acclaim, whatever suits their fancy. But however slight the chance, there may actually be somebody out there sincerely who wishes this. But it won't do your listeners or your people who witness this any more good than it did God when he did these miracles. These Israelites did not perceive, did not see, did not hear, they did not understand because they were unregenerate. And that's what man is as he is born. I've heard people talk about the power of the Lord, Walter, and how men should see this and then say, oh, if I could only show you the power of the Lord. Well, A, you can't. I can't, you can't, and he can't either. No matter who's in what pulpit, where. And B, even if you could show it, men couldn't see it. Even if you could show it, men couldn't perceive it for what it really was. Because it's been done before. Right here in the book. And it's been done better than we ever could. It's been done better and much better than we ever could. And it never changed anyone. Not one person. Because to the natural man, seeing is not believing. It's not. Because the natural man does not perceive and indeed cannot perceive. Now, this is not to say that people didn't physically see stuff. They did. And they heard Moses talk to them. They did. But it's talking about hearing. True hearing. The word from the Lord. Seeing. And believing. Perceiving. Understanding. Paul repeated this part of it. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. That's what Moses was saying here. These people had no spiritual discernment.
Right.
Unto this day, after 40 years in the wilderness, after what they went through in Egypt, nothing. The reason is, dead is dead.
Amen.
I'm sorry, you cannot increase or better your deadness in any way, shape, or form. No man ever has. Jesus had problems with his own countrymen at the time. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
Amen.
And ye will not
yeah.
come to me mm-hmm. that ye might have life.
Yeah.
They will not. And he was talking to some others a little bit later on. He says, guess what? You cannot. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and him I will raise up at the last day. And he liked that one so much he repeated it again at the end of the chapter. Many therefore of his disciples, when they'd heard this, said, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? Yes, it does. It offends a lot of people. You can say just about anything you want to from a pulpit and get away with it if you say it in the right manner. But if you get up there and you say, you people will not come to God because you people cannot come to God, because you're dead in trespasses and sins, and you need God to give you life before you can do anything, before you can take the first step, that offends people.
Amen. That's right.
That offends their dignity. Yeah. That offends their pride. That offends their sense of self-worth.
Yeah, self-worth.
Because they don't know that they are worthless, just like me. There is no value in a human being because dead is dead. Jesus said, doth this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. If only you could hear it, and only if you could see it. And if only you had a heart to perceive it. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. That's not just Judas. Who they were that wouldn't believe, that's a little more, that believe not. And he said, therefore, because of this, I already said this to you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. And guess what? A bunch of them left and walked no more with him. I think that does this offend you was a rhetorical question. I think he kind of knew that he had offended them. I kind of think he did it on purpose. Because sometimes you want to clear the court. You want to clear the playing field. Moses was telling the Israelites here, you people don't believe this. You people don't believe God because you don't have a heart to perceive, eyes to see, and ears to hear. Unto this day, after 40 years in the wilderness. Walter, sometimes false faith can persevere. Now, the common thing between this and what Christ said in Deuteronomy 29:24 is found in the first three words of Deuteronomy 29 and verse 4. Where he says, and Moses called unto Israel and said unto him, I'm in the wrong verse. Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 4, yet the Lord. Everything starts with the Lord. Especially when it comes to understanding, perceiving, seeing, and hearing. All that comes from the Lord. The preparations of the heart, the hearing ear, the seeing eye, everything comes from the Lord. Especially when it has to do with the truth of Jesus Christ. The next four words explain the predicament of the natural man. Start, yet the Lord hath not given you.
Amen.
Where's it come from? It comes from Him. Even in the Old Testament, man.
Yeah.
Even in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Even among a whole passel of Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
He gave it to some. He didn't give it to others. That sounds awfully selective. Darn near particular.
Amen.
That's because it is.
Yeah.
Moses tells all of what God has done for these people, but Moses also tells of something that God has not given to these people.
Mm-hmm.
The rain will fall on the just and the unjust alike. But that ain't what separates the difference between the just and the unjust. They're both out there, but some of them, yet the Lord hath not given. The Lord hath not given you a heart to perceive, eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. Because if He had given them eyes to see, ears to hear, and heart to perceive, they would. Because when God gives you something, you've got it. Life is a gift from the Lord. Just like dead is dead, life is life. If He makes you alive, you're alive.
You're alive.
It's not up to you to receive it and accept His gift, Walter, like a Christmas present. If you're dead and God comes by and says unto you while you're polluted in your own blood, live. You're going to live.
Yeah, you will live.
Now at that moment, at that instant, you may still be sitting there polluted in your own blood, but you're going to be alive. And by His grace, by His knowledge, by His Spirit, He'll clean you up a little bit. He'll teach you a few things. And you'll stand up and you'll walk after Him because you want to. Whereas before, you were sitting polluted in your own blood, just like I was, and didn't mind it a bit. Walter, I was too dead to even know it. That's it. Dead is dead. And I was dead. It's like that blind man says, "All I don't know much. All I know is where I was blind, now I see." Now, what did the blind man have to do with that? Not much. Whoop, nothing. Christ did it. Whether he be sinner or no, I don't know. All I know is I was blind, now I see. And now that I see, I can't not see. I can't unsee. I can't unhear. And I cannot unperceive. Because what God does, it's forever.
Amen.
That's His promise, not my works. That's His promise. And it's His work to work in me both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And I'm still not very good at it, but He'll do it because He's promised to. Life is a gift from God to whosoever He has chosen. That was true in the days of Moses. That was true in the days of Jesus Christ while He walked on this earth. And it's true now.
Yeah.
In the days of Walter and Mac and Greg and Colleen and Ellen and David and Mason. Man hasn't changed.
No.
The only thing that keeps going, or keeps me going, is that the Lord does give an heart to perceive, eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. We don't get to see them some days. Every now and then we get to see one. And I tell you, it's a blessing. But even if he hadn't done it here, he's doing it somewhere else.
Amen.
Was it Walter, until the fullness of the Gentiles?
Mm-hmm. Come in.
It's this. Come in. God's giving a heart to perceive, eyes to see, and ears to hear wherever and whenever he wants to.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed. And it won't change until he's finished. Until all of his people are gathered together, he's going to be giving life to those polluted in their own blood when and where he sees fit. And they will come to Christ. They will learn of Christ. They'll love Christ just like we do. Because he's the one that saved us with his blood, the sacrifice on the tree at Calvary, and offered it to the Lord in our place and in our stead to take away the sins of the world. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this time, this place. Help us, Lord, to be truly thankful for everything you have given us in this world and in the world to come. And it is coming. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.